Okay, today's daf is Kuf Zayin. We're going to review a little bit just to get up to where we're up to. The Mishnah talked about someone who is shochet at the beginning of the 13th parak. Shochet and ma'ale b'chutz. We're going to talk about shchutei chutz and ha'ala'a b'chutz. Okay, what's the difference? Shchutei is shechting. Ha'ala'a is offering on the burning on the mizbech. Okay, shchita being the first avoda and ha'ala being the last main avoda anyway, right? Then there's a few things in the middle which we're going to get to, like Kabbalah, Kmitzah, if we're talking about a Mincha. Okay, we'll get to those later. Those actually come up later in the Perek, but they come up also in today's daf. We're going to relate to them. So first I want to read the Psukim in Vayikra Perek Yud Zayin, because without understanding these Psukim, we're going to have trouble moving forward, and these are the basis for a lot of what we're going to learn. So let's just read from Pasuk Aleph in Perek Yud Zayin, Shchutei Chutz. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'mor, daber al Haron ve'al banav ve'al kol b'nei Yisrael. Remember, this is, we're going to come back to this. This is a statement said to everybody. Va'amarta lehem, ze ha'davar asher tziva Hashem l'mor. I'm going to give you like a sneak preview into the daf. Ze ha'davar, we're going to darshan also later. Ish ish mi bei Yisrael asher yishchat, shur o kesev o ez. Notice it's only animals. Ba'machaneh, o asher yishchat michutz la'machaneh. There's a bunch of strange things here. What does it mean? You're shochet b'machaneh or michutz la'machaneh. As we assume you're talking about chutz. Chutz is outside the machaneh. So why all of a sudden is it say also in the machaneh? Okay, it's not clear which machaneh. Remember, there's machaneh shechina, which is the heichal, right? There's the machaneh levia, right? The machaneh shechina, which is the heichal and the yazara, and the machaneh levia, which is outside the yazara, but still in the harabayit, and the machaneh Yisrael, which is all of Yerushalayim.
When they say shechita, they mean specifically intended for kavanah. They don't mean any other kind.
Right. They're only talking about sacrifices here, because obviously other things you could do outside. Notice here also, not only is this weird thing b'machaneh or michutz l'machaneh, but it could have just said shor kesev o'ez b'machaneh, right? Asher yishchat shor kesev o'ez b'machaneh o michutz l'machaneh. So the words asher yishchat we're going to darshan also, because those are unnecessary. So anyway, you do these things outside. We're going to assume, even though it says b'machaneh, we're still going to explain this means outside the azara. Remember, which is the heichal plus the Ezra Kohanim and the small area of Ezra Yisrael, right, that are all inside Sha'ar Nikanor. Okay. If you do it outside that area, ve'el petach ol moed lo hivio, and you didn't bring it to petach ol moed, remember, petach is opposite ol moed, which means in the azara. Lakriv korban l'Hashem. Here we have it. That we're talking about korbanot. Lifnei mishkan Hashem. Dam yechashev l'ishahu. Dam shafach. Okay, this is considered blood for this person. He has spilled blood. Okay, it's not clear exactly why we have to say dam shafach. Okay, first of all, where does dam come up? We're only talking about shchita. I mean, it's true, blood comes out with the shchita, but right, you can share it. Okay, yeah. So dam yechashev leishu, dam shafach is also going to be darshan. It's a little unnecessary. V'nichra ta'ishahu mikerav amo. Here we have it. He gets karet. Now, leman, okay, what we had in yesterday's daf was it only says karet here. It doesn't say that it's usher to do. There's no lotase. Normally we need an azara and we need a punishment. So this only has the punishment. Leman asher yaviu b'nei Yisrael etzivchayhem asher hem zolchim al p'nei asadeh. Veviyum laHashem al petach ol moed ela kohen v'zavchu zivchei shlamim laHashem otam. Okay, this is a very strange pasuk. But this is in order that Bnei Yisrael bring their zvachim asher hem zovchim al p'nei asadeh. What's this al p'nei asadeh? Right. So yesterday this was darshan. That basically we're talking about. Oh no, this is if you bring something else, right? You bring it outside. It's as if you did it al p'nei asadeh. Right. It's as if you did it like idol worship, which is just done randomly. Right, this is when you do it the right way. And then, again, this strange pasuk. Which in yesterday's after the Brayta said, they learned from the Brayta, we could darshan from this two things. Number one, this means, if you do avodah zarah shelo kedarka, meaning if you sacrifice an animal to Marcolis, where normally you would throw rocks at Marcolis. But also, they wanted to learn here, this is also a reference to Lo Yizbechu, Zevach we've learned is Shchita, you can't slaughter them. Here's the Lo Taseh. Here they said is the Azhara. Okay, but then they said that's a problem because They then explained that this section was really referring to, this end section was really referring to when there was a heter bamot and you designated the animal and then you went to sacrifice it. By that time, there was already isur bamot. The Beit HaMikdash was built, or the Mishkan was built, or okay, and therefore there was isur bamot. And that's what it's referring to, and therefore you can't learn from here in Asara. So that was one attempt to learn in Asara for Shkutei Chutz, but it was unsuccessful. The second attempt was to say, well, Hala'at Chutz, we have both. Okay, so here we're going to read about Hala'at Chutz, which is sacrificing it outside. Pasuk Chet, we're continuing in the same parak, right, in order. Va'alehem Tomar, and to them say, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, we're going to darshan this, Ve'alehem. Notice it says also, it starts with a Vav, which connects it to the previous section, so keep that in mind. Ish ish mi bei Yisrael, min hager asher yagur b'tocham, asher ya'ale ola o zevach. Okay, now here it could have just said ola v'zevach, and there's one and the other. Why does it say ola o zevach? We're going to touch on that. Ve'el petach ol mo'ed lo yivienu la'asot ito la'ashem, v'nechrata ishahu me'amav. Okay, so if you don't bring it to ol mo'ed, you're going to get karet. So the Gemara started off yesterday's daf and said, "Hela, we have the onesh, we have the asharat. The onesh is al petach moed lo vio v'nichrat, and the asharat is from a different pasuk in Devarim Yugimo, which is yishamer lecha pen ta'aleu latecha b'chol makom asher tireh. Okay, don't offer up your sacrifices any place you want. Okay, so I didn't bring those pasukim here, but that's a pasuk in Devarim. Now, there we have in onesh and in azhara. So what does the Gemara say? The second attempt, since we couldn't learn it from lois b'chu oda zibchehem, because that's talking about the time where there was heter bamot, and then it went into isur bamot. So the next attempt was to say, why don't we learn it from a kal v'chomer, right? Why don't we learn it from a kal v'chomer from shchutei chutz? From Shchutei Chutz. In other words, since Shchutei Chutz, we have an onesh in Asara. Why don't we say the here? Since it's an onesh, we'll also learn the Asara from there. Okay, and then they say, you can't learn Ein Mazhirim Min Adin, even though they have this long thing. Oh, if we could do that, we could do all sorts of other things. We could learn tons of Asara. And once you go there, we could just say all sorts of Asara. We could learn from a Kal V'chomer. And then they said, no. Even to those who say Onshim Min Adin, remember what Onshim Min Adin is? Can you learn an onesh derech kal v'chomer? There's a machloket about it. But nobody thinks you can learn an azhara from a kal v'chomer. So that was the second attempt. So now we're going to start at the bottom of Kuf Vav Amud Bet, and we're going to learn the third answer. Okay, the third, we're going to have four answers. The third one is Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so we're now Ela ki Rabbi Yochanan, three lines from the bottom. Damar, Atya hava'a hava'a. If you notice, both those psukim, with by Shchutei Chutz and Hala'at Chutz, it says, Al Petach Ol Moed Lo Yivio by Shchutei Chutz, and Al Petach Ol Moed Lo Yivienu when it comes to Hala'at Chutz. So we're going to say, just like it's by Hala'at Chutz, right? We're going to make now a Gzera Shava. By Hala'at Chutz, it says the same word as it says in Shchutei Chutz. And since in Hala'at Chutz there's an Onesh and an Azhara, and Shchutei Chutz is only an Onesh, we're going to learn this also in Azhara by Shchutei Chutz. And then there's no problem of Ein Nisarim Mazhirim Min Adin, because we don't say that, we only say that when it comes to a Kal V'chomer, but Gzera Shava, you could learn the Azhara. So basically we're going to say Gzera Shava, we learn the Azhara through Gzera Shava. That's the third attempt. Okay, now at the very bottom of the daf, we're going to say, right, so Malahalan Lo Anash Elen Kain is here. Afkan Lo Anash Elen Kain is here. Okay, just like there. There was no Onesh unless there's also a warning, which we found in Varim Yubet. So here also, we'll learn the Azhara from there. Okay, attempt number four. So basically, we had number one and number two both got rejected. Number one being the Lo Yizbuchu Azibchehem. We said, oh, no, that's not talking about our case. The second was the Kal V'chomer. We said, oh, you can't learn from a Kal V'chomer. Now we're going to have Gzeres Shava, or Rabbah who's going to use a Hekesh method. Okay, what's the Hekesh method? From here, we have to go back to Dvarim. Okay, in Dvarim, you bet. It also says, right, it doesn't quote it here. Why doesn't it quote it? Okay, fine. We'll have to read the Pasuk. Rav Amar Kid Rabbi Yonah. De Amar Rabbi Yonah, Atya Sham Sham. Okay, what's the Sham Sham? Sham is, I believe it's Dvarim, you bet. 14. Okay, so it's the same connection as we saw before, where we looked there, which it said, "Hishamer lecha peta aleu lotecha b'kama kama sheir tireh." You can't just offer up your sacrifices wherever you want. Ki im b'makama sheivchar Hashem b'chad shvatecha sham tal. Okay, here we have it. Sham te'ale olotecha, v'sham te'aseh kol asher enochi mitzaveka. So what does it say? Only in that place are you allowed to la'alot et ha'olot, and to do everything else I tell you. Oh, what do you see here? We make a hekesh. Whatever is true for ha'ala'at chut, since there's an azhara, not to do it, it must be true for all the other avodot that Hashem said, which would include shchita. So there we see there's an azhara not to do shchita b'chutz. Okay? In a sense, you don't even have to, I mean, you could call it a hekesh, right? The gir is weird, because at yasham sham is usually lashon of gzera shava. But some people say this is the wrong nusach. It's just, it comes from that pasuk. It's not saying sham sham. It's sham taseh olotecha v'sham, what is it? Sham taseh olotecha v'sham taseh kol asher enochi mitzaveka. That it's the pasuk itself, not sham sham. Sham sham sounds like gzera shava. We don't make gzera shava between two things that are found in the same pasuk. Okay, so mala halan lo anash elenkin is here. Afkan lo anash elenkin is here. Okay, that's the end of that section. Now we're going to say, and now we have another question. Eshkecha muktarei pnim shehelan lachutz. Muktarei pnim means things that are offered inside, okay, that were not disqualified. So anything that's supposed to go inside that's not disqualified, and you take it outside, obviously that's the case that you're chayav. But how do we know that muktarei chutz shehelan lachutz minayim? Now, muktarei chutz is a very strange lashon. Muktarei chutz sounds like, what's it talking about? Something that's supposed to be offered outside. But nothing's ever supposed to be offered outside. So muktarei chutz must be something that's disqualified. And really, the wording in the Gemara here should be shchutei chutz. It means, what if you shechted it outside and you already disqualified it by shchita? Now, are you going to be chayav karev, or what's the issue? Are you going to be chayav both for shchutei chutz and for halah? Now, what's the relevance? You're not going to get double karet, but if you did this all b'shogeg, and you didn't know it was aser, and you found that only at the very end, this is what we call helem echad, right? We had this when we talked about the Korban Chatat, that if you do all sorts of melachot on Shabbat, behelem echad, and you didn't realize it was Shabbat, and you were zareah, and choresh, and kotzer, and all these things, and then all of a sudden someone says, by the way, it's Shabbat, so since each one is its own av malacha, you're chav al kol achav echad. And if you did two things that are within one av malacha, like an av and a toladah, then you'd only be chayav one chata. So here also we're going to say, if we treat it as that you're going to be chayav on ha'ala'at chutz, also for something that was already disqualified before you even offered it up outside, because you slaughtered it outside, then are you going to be chayav also chatat for that? So the assumption is you are, okay? So therefore they say, so now we understand the pasuk for muktarei pnim she'elan lachutz. We have the azhara, don't take these offerings outside. But muktarei chutz she'elan lachutz minayim, where do we have a warning for this? Amar Rav Kahana, amar kra, ve'alehem tomar, ala smuchin tomar. So what does he say? Ve'alehen, one second. Right. He understands v'alehem tomar as v'alehem. It says, this is very hard if you're listening online without looking inside. Alehen is with an aleph in the pasuk, which means, and to them you should say. But he says, v'alehem tomar. And on those you should say, meaning, what are those? I just read you all the pasukim. First it started with shchutei chutz. Then the halaat chutz, it says, and on those you should say, meaning, even those that were shechted outside, you still can't bring them outside. You still can't offer them up outside, meaning you'll get punishment for that also. So, ala smuchin tomar, that's what alehem is on the ones we just said earlier. Matkefla Rava, but Rava says, what are you talking about? Mikti v'alehem, it doesn't say v'alehem with an ayin, v'alehem with an alech, v'alehem ktiv, it says alehem with an aleph. You can't make a drasha, call it with an ayin, even though it says it with an aleph. That doesn't make any sense. So therefore, he says, "Ela kedetana de Rabbi Yishmael ve'alehem tomar." The stress being not on the alehem, but on the vav. It starts with a vav. That's la'arev parshio. That's to connect these two parshio to say that even once it was shechted b'chutz, if you offered it up b'chutz, you're also going to be chayav. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan amar. Here's a different proof. Ad yahava'a hava'a. Again, we're going to do that gzera shava. Of hava'a hava'a, by both it says ve'ela ol mo'ed lo hevi'o, or lo tevi'enu. And we're going to say, mala hala muktarei chutz, av kam muktarei chutz. Just like in the first section, the hava'a was relating to things that are already disqualified because you slaughtered them and now they can't be brought outside. So also here, when it comes to Halaat Chutz, it's going to include even Shchutei Chutz. Matkeflar Rav Bivi. Okay, if you're going to say, so now we have two possible answers. The Vav connects it, or the Hava'a Hava'a Gzera Sheva connects them. Okay? Either which way, Rav Bivi has a question on them. Elahad Itznam, when it says in Masechet Kritut, Shloshim V'Shesh Kritot B'Torah, says there's 36, right, this is the very beginning of Masechet Kritut, there's 36 cases where you get karet in the Torah. Taltim V'Shev Havyan, Di'ika Hama'aleh V'Hama'aleh. In that case, why did it list 36? And it had, one was Shrutei Chutz, and one was Hala'at Chutz, but it should have had Hala'at Chutz, that was Muktarei Pnim, and Hala'at Chutz, that was Muktarei Chutz, which again is Shchutei Chutz, right? A Shchutei Chutz that was also Ma'ala B'chutz, that should have been listed as a separate one. So anyway, they say Kasha. They say, in fact, it's difficult, because these really are two separate things. Taking a good, valid korban and offering it outside is different from taking a disqualified korban and offering it outside. You can see there's a difference, because a disqualified korban anyway can't be brought inside. So maybe taking it outside isn't so bad. So therefore, they say, if that's the case, these should be treated as two separate things, and therefore it's difficult. Okay, next section of today's daf. Now, like I said, we're going to go read some of the upcoming Mishnayot and try to find the source for them. The Haditznan on daf Kufyud, Hazorek Miktzat Damim Bachutz, Chayav. If you take not only Shochet, not only Ha'alah, but besides the ones mentioned in the Psukim, we're now going to learn that you're also chayav if you're zorek some of the dam outside. Okay, here it's showing that if you're zorek the dam outside, you're chayav. What if you did one matana in a case where you should have done four matanot, and you do one matana outside? Okay, I assume, and there's no mizbeach, I assume, well, actually, it could be that you did it on a mizbeach outside. I wasn't sure what this means exactly, you did one placement, because usually the placement is on the mizbeach. So maybe it means that you actually built a mizbeach outside and you did it outside. Or maybe it could be you're offering this offering and you throw the blood on a wall, on something that's indicative of a presentation. Let's recount down. So now he says, where's the source for this, Minalan? Where do we get the fact that you're going to be chayav for sprinkling dam? Okay, this is saying not only for sprinkling dam, but even if you did, in a case where there were two matanot or four matanot, and you only did one, remember, we already learned that one always affects atonement, and therefore it's going to be likely that if you do one outside, even though you're supposed to do more, one is enough to be mechayav you. Okay, but anyway, that's not our issue. Our issue is, how do you know bechlal that hazoreg dam is going to be chayav? The psukim talked about lishchot. And the psukim talked about to offer, to burn it, but it doesn't say anything about zrika. Now, zrika is one of the main avodot, so it's logical and intuitive. It's intuitive to say if you're going to be chayev in haktara, then you're going to be chayev also in zrika, because they're very similar, and it's a critical part of the korb. Anyway, where did they learn it from? Nafka lemi detanya. We're going to learn it in this braita. There's a machloka Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Dam yechashev. Okay, now you need the whole pasuk. Okay, remember that pasuk. Dam yechashev, look at your sheet. La ishahu, dam shafach. Okay, why does it have to say, this was considered dam, he spilled blood. What does Rabbi Yishmael learn from here? Spilled blood? Ah, you're talking about spilling blood? That must mean that there's a reference here that hazorek, bachutz, is also going to be chayav. So he basically, if you want to say it in other words, and this is what I charted it, because we're going to get back to them later in today's daf, I wanted it to be there in front of you so you remembered. So Rabbi Shmuel, basically, if you want to say it in other words, he learns it from the Shchutei Chutz psukim, right? He derives it from Shchutei Chutz. Whereas Rabbi Akiva is going to derive it from Ha'ala'at Chutz. So Rabbi Akiva omer, O Zevach. So notice it said, by Ha'ala'at Chutz, Ish Ish Mibei Yisrael L'minagir Yisrael G'orbetucham Asher Ya'ale Ola O Zevach. So what does he say? Why did it have to say O Zevach? It could have just said Ola V'Zevach. By the way, what's the assumption we mean here? Ola is a Korban Ola, and Zevach, we always say in Zevach Shlamim, that it means in Ola or a Shlamim. So it could have just said Ola V'Zevach, in Ola and a Shlamim. It didn't have to say Ola O Zevach. What does O come to include? L'rabot et hazorek. It comes to include a different avodah, not a different type of sacrifice. It comes to include a different avodah, which is the zorek. So he learns it from the psukim by Ha'alat Chutz. So now we're going to have a back and forth. What does each one do with the other psukim, right? So what's Rabbi Yishmael going to do with Rabbi Yishmael, hi ozevach my avid lay. What does he do with this ozevach? So he says very simply, lechalek. If it didn't say, oh, what might you have thought? In order to be chai of karet, you'd have to do in ola b'chutz and a zevach b'chutz and ola neshlamin. So he says it has to say ola ozevach, so the people don't think if I wrote ola v'zevach, if the Torah wrote ola v'zevach, we think it was both in order to be chai of karet. So he wants to make sure lechalek. Okay. Rabbi Akiva obviously doesn't think it's lechalek, but he obviously thinks that it's ola o zevach. So where is he going to learn that from? Rabbi Akiva, lechalek minale, where is he going to learn that it's ola o zevach, since he thinks the o is coming for the zorek and has nothing to do with this? Nafkale mi lo yivienu. Ola v'zevach would be two things. And when it says, el petach o'moe lo yivienu means he won't bring it, not them. Okay, so if it was two, it would mean them. So therefore, from lo yivienu, you can learn that it's only one. Now, what's Rabbi Yishmael going to do from lo yivienu? Because he doesn't need it lechalek, so why did it have to say the word lo yivienu? Rabbi Yishmael, hahu mibayele al hashalemu chayav veino chayav al hachaser. Okay, why does it say lo yivienu? And as it could have said, we need the word hava'a, because first of all, need in the pasuk, and we also had the gzera shava. But why did it have to use, we could have just said lo hiviu or something like that. Why did it say lo yivienu? Didn't bring it. So why does it say that? To teach you that you're only chayav on a shalem. You're not going to be chayav. Now here's a debate what this means. According to one opinion, it means if you take out part of the animal and you offer it up outside and it's missing a part of its body, then you're not chayav. That's not called halat chutz. Other people say, no, it means, since anyway you burn it on the mizbeach in parts, so bringing part of it out would be problematic. It just means, what if a part of, you know, you bring it out by Eivar. So if you're missing a part of an Eivar, the Eivar got cut off a part of it, then you're not going to be chayav. Okay, so there's no chiyuv of shute lo yivienu, right? A minute ago we said lo yivienu means it and not two, one and not two. Here it means a whole and not a half, right, or a part. Okay, if it's only part, you're not going to be chayav, actually. So now, Rabbi Akiva, where is he going to learn that from? Rabbi Akiva nafkale me la'asot oto. Okay, there's a weird, the pasuk is weird again. There's a lot of strange things about these psukim, and that's why they darshan them a lot. Vel petach omoe lo yivienu la'asot oto la'Hashem. What does it mean, la'asot oto la'Hashem? So he says, oto la'Hashem means you have to bring it in its entirety, not missing a part, or like I said, right, missing either the whole animal missing a part, or however you understood the previous way would be the same way here. So now, Rabbi Yishmael, why does he have two then? There's really two places, lo yivienu and la sototo, which seem to both say. So now he's going to say, you need both, because Rabbi Yishmael, chad lemuktarei pnim shechasru v'helu b'chutz, v'chad lemuktarei chutz shechasru v'helu b'chutz. You need a special one. Just like before, we distinguished between haktarat chutz and haktarat pnim. So now, again, we're going to say, you need a special limud, one for haktarat chutz and one for haktarat pnim. And here's your proof that this is, and then in fact, we're going to end here because that's the source of a machloket between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva also. Rabbi Akiva only thinks one of them has to be whole and not chaser, but the other one, you're going to be chayiv even if it's chaser. Okay, Rabbi Yishmael thinks neither of them. And here's the source to prove it. V'hatanya, Rabbi Yishmael omer, yachom muktarei pnim shechasru ve'elu b'chutz chayav. You might have thought, if it's supposed to be done inside and it's missing parts and you bring it outside, you're chayav. Talmud lomar la'asot oto. Al hashalem chayav ve'eno chayav al hachaser. For Rabbi Akiva says, muktarei pnim shechasru ve'helu b'chutz chayav. He says, only when they're disqualified and they're partially done are you going to be patur. But if they're not disqualified and you bring them out and they're only part of it, you're still going to be chayav. Okay? So that's the whole back and forth with them, starting with Rabbi Yishmael. What do you do with Rabbi Akiva's pasuk o zevach? Now we're going to have to say, what does Rabbi Akiva do with the dam shafach pasuk? Rabbi Akiva, hai dam yechashev, my avidle, what does he do with that part about the dam? Lirabot shchitat ha'of. If you remember, when I read the psukim, I said, notice, who's being slaughtered here? Only an animal. So what about a bird? So he says, since it's talking about the dam shafach, right, and there's a dam yechashev leishu dam shafach, it must mean anything where blood will come out, that you shechted, which would include a bird. For Rabbi Yishmael nafkale, where does he get this from, that it includes the birds? Mi'o asher yishchat. Remember, I told you that also, that it says, b'machaneh, right, if you shecht it b'machaneh, Oh, asher yishchat b'chutz l'machane. You don't need to repeat the words, oh, asher yishchat, asher yishchat. It could just say, right, asher yishchat shor kesev o'ez b'machane o michutz l'machane. So why did you need the oh, asher yishchat? That's coming to include another animal. It could be shechtib, which is a bird. Okay, for Rabbi Akiva. So what's he going to do with that oh, asher yishchat? What's that coming to teach you? Amar lacha, hahu mebayale, that's to teach you that when it comes to, if you do malika, this is a very interesting halacha. We've talked a lot about shchita malika, that malika is basically the shchita for inside, but outside malika is not really considered shchita. So what does he say? If you do malika outside, you're actually not going to be chayav on a bird offering, because even though that's what's supposed to be done inside and you did it outside, but since outside, malika, it's almost this way of viewing it, that malika doesn't mean anything outside. It's only shchita outside that's going to be problematic. Okay? So, that's what he gets from O Asher Yishchat. V'Rabbi Yishmael nafkale mi zehadavar. He learns it from zehadavar. Okay, now you have to go back to Pasuk Bet. Okay, he thinks the Pasuk right before it. Zehadavar, meaning only if it's done this way. Shchita, but not melika. Okay? Ditanya, and here's the source that proves this machloket also. Asher Yishchat, ein li ela shochet behema. Shachat of minale, right? Where are you going to learn shachat of? Talmud lamar o asher yishchat, right? That's Rabbi Yishmael. Yachol af ha-molek, you might have thought even the molek, vidinhu, and it would be logical to say the molek. Why would it be logical to say if you're, right? You would have all thought that malika b'chutz would be, why? Because mashchita de'ein derech echshera b'fnim chayav, just like, you remember, if you shech the animal inside, right? Since that's not the way to do it, you're chayav. So malika shederech echshera b'fnim eino din shiye chayav if you do it outside. Right? Now, since shchita is not the derech that normally would allow, shchita at ov won't work inside. And yet, if you do it outside, you're chayav. So all the more so malika, which works inside, if you do it to a korban outside, you're going to be chayav. And therefore, Talmud lamar zeha davar, which comes to say, no, only this, only shchita. It doesn't apply to malika. That's Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva amar lecha. That's the end of the braita. That just supported Rabbi Yishmael's reading. Now we're going to say, what does Rabbi Akiva do with Zehadavar? Because he doesn't use it to teach Malika, because he learned, oh, Asher Yishchat teaches Shchita, not Malika. So, Zehadavar, Rabbi Akiva amar lecha, hahu mebayale l'gzera shava. He learns it for a totally different halacha. Zehadavar appears here. Zehadavar appears by Nidarim. Okay, the section Nidarim. It's to learn Gzera Shava from one to the other. What halachot do we learn Gzera Shava? Two halachot. One halacha is, there it was said, the Nidarim was to the Rashi Shvatim and the leaders, the Nesim, and therefore you might have thought that Heter Nidarim can only be done by leaders, okay, like a beitin, a formal beitin. But this section says, Daber al Aron ve'al banav ve'al kol b'nei Yisrael. This section was said to everybody, which means that by Hatarat Nidarim also, you can have three hediotot, three regular people can function as a beitin. You don't need the Rashi Shvatim, or important people. The second halacha is the reverse direction, which is just like nidarim, you could do hatara. Also, offerings are also nidarim. You say, I vow I'm going to bring an offering. So you can also do hatara nidarim on those vow offerings. If you make a vow offering and then you have a good reason to say, oh, it was a mistake, I didn't mean it, you give some reason, you can also do Hatarat Nidarim, and that's learned from the Gzera Shava of Zeh Adavar, so he learns it for that and not from here, okay? And not to learn Zeh Adavar to teach Shchita and not Malika, okay? Interestingly, they don't go into where does Rabbi Yishmael learn those halachot from. I don't know why they don't go there. They stop here. Okay, next Mishnah. V'haditnan, okay, we're going to now have another discussion of another Mishnah in the Perek. Hakometz v'hamekabel damim b'chutz patur. Okay, the first one was zrika is chayav. How do we know that? We know that because either we learned it from shchita chutz or we learned it from halaat chutz. But now we're going to take cases where you're actually patur, and we're going to say, how do we know that you're patur? So when are you patur? Doing the kmitza or accepting the damim, right, which were similar avodot. How do we know you're patur? So now they say, right, so minalan. So now they say, Umehecha titi dechayav. They ask a great question. They say, well, why do you need a pasuk to say you're patur? Who would even think in their right mind you're chayav? You don't need to write an exemption in the Torah. You need to have a reason lechayev. you don't have a reason lechayev, then there's no reason to say, oh, we need a pasuk to exempt you. That's, it says shchita chutz, it says halaat chutz, it says zrika, we learn from one or the other, but there's no reason where we would think to learn these halachot, or maybe there is. That's going to be the question. So now they're going to say, okay, well, maybe titi mishchita, maybe you could say that just like shchita you're chayav, also for the other avodot, like mitzah and mekabel dami, kabbalah. So they say, you can't learn it from shchita, because mala shchita shekein nifselet shelo la'ochlim bepesach. If you shecht, when it comes to Pesach, if you shecht the animal, remember it says, ish kifi ochlo tachusu al aseh, tachusu we say means the shchita, then when you do the shchita, you have to have in mind that it's going to go for the people who are eating it, and not only that, but it has to be done l'shem people who can actually eat it. But if you do it l'shem skinim, that are not capable of eating, or any kind of person who can't eat for whatever reason, then your korban is disqualified. So shchita has this unique halacha that makes it more chamor, so you can't say, oh, we're going to learn shchita chutz to kmitza or kabbalah. Titi mizrika, maybe you can learn from zrika, but no, malazrika, shakein zar chayav ala mita. It's the only avoda that a zar does that you're chayav mita for, right? Shchita, first of all, a zar is allowed to do it. And the other avodot, a zar is not chayav mita for it. Why is he only chayav mita for zrika? Because it's only for an avodah, we call it avodah tama, we've learned this before, it's an avodah that finishes something, right? Whereas zrika finishes the blood, right? The blood is then done at that point. Whereas kabbalah is just an in-between. Kmitza also, right? Burning on the mizbeach would also be an avodah tama, right? Burning it is the end. Zrika is the end of the blood. But collecting it and carrying it, you know, any of those in-betweens, you know, separating the kmitza in order to, are not avodat tama, so you're not actually hazara kariv yumad is only for an avodat tama. You're not going to be chayav mavet for those avodot. So again, if you want to learn from zrika, well, zrika has this other chumra, and you're not going to learn it from there. Titi mi benaya, maybe we could learn it from both and say, we said many times, hatzala shavesha bahen, right? The common denominator, the least common denominator, is that they're avodot in the mikdash. This one has this chumra, that one has that chumra, but together, neither one has the chumra the other one has, so maybe we can learn it from both of them. Im ken, if that's the case, then you could say like this, lo yomar bezrika v'titi mibenaya. In other words, if you think that you could learn things from the least common denominator here, then we wouldn't even need a special pasuk to teach us zrika. Why? Because they're going to say you could, in the end, learn zrika from the combination of shchita and hala'a. Right? In other words, what did we say? Either we learn zrika from a pasuk by shchita, or we learn the dam shafach pasuk, or we learn zrika from the pasuk by hala'a, which is the o zevach. But they say, if you can do this tzara shaveh, then we should be able to learn it from a tzara shaveh between shchita and hala'a, and there would be no need for a unique pasuk. So at the end, what are they going to say? I'll just kind of preface it so that we don't get lost in the whole back and forth. That since we could have used the tzara shaveh there, and the Torah didn't think that we could, and therefore gave us a special pasuk to teach it, whether Rabbi Shmuel's pasuk or Rabbi Akiva's pasuk, it must mean that you can't learn it from a tzara shaveh. And therefore, you can't learn tekmitza from a tzara shaveh from shchita and zrika. That's what they're going to say. Okay, so now how does it start? So first we're going to say, why don't we learn zrika from shchita? Mala shchita shekein nifselet shelo l'shem ochlin bepesach. Right, we can't learn it from shchita by itself, because shchita has this chumra that we saw before. Titi me ha'ala, if you want to learn it only from hala'a, mala hala'a sheken yeshna b'mincha. Hala'a, you can also have hala'at chutz b'mincha, but zrika is zrikat adam. There's no blood when you mix soled and shemen, right? There's no blood there. It's not a blood offering. So you might have thought ha'ala has a special chumra because it applies in other cases that zrika doesn't apply in. V'titei mi benaya, so why don't you learn it from the shchita and hala'a together, because neither one, right, shchita is only for animals, not or birds, and not for menachot, and ha'ala doesn't have this issue of nifselet shelo l'shem ochlin b'pesach, so titei mi benaya. So they say, obviously you can't, and therefore, lahachi katav kra lemeimar de lo'ate mi benaya. The whole reason there was a special pasuk written for zrika, again, depending whether you're Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva, which pasuk you hold, you can look back on the sheet to see who says what. Therefore, it teaches you can't learn it from there. Okay? And therefore, what have we concluded? That you don't need a pasuk to teach you. We don't need a source to say why kmitza And mikabel damim b'chutz is patur, because there's actually no reason to even think that they were chayav. It's an interesting answer. Often the Gemara says minalim. Right here we're saying there's no even room for the question. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abahu shachat vizarak. Okay, now we're going back to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Okay, so look back at the chart. It'll help you a little bit. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel again learns it from the Zorek is learned out from shchutei chutz. The dam yichashev liyishu dam shafah. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's learned out from halaat chutz sheyale olav zevach. So comes Rabbi Abahu and he says shachat vizarak. What if you did shchita and zrika? So now the question is going to be like I said before. What if you do a bunch of things beheh lem echad? So if one derives from the other, right, then we're going to say that's all part of one isur, because there's only one karet written there, right? So, if you're shachat and then zarak, l'divrei Rabbi Yishmael chayav achat, because zrika comes from shchita. But l'divrei Rabbi Akiva, who says that zrika comes from ha'ala'a, you have shachat and zarak is associated with ha'ala'a, so you're going to have two, so you're going to be chayav shtayim. Abai amar, afilu l'divrei Rabbi Akiva eino chayav ela achat. Abai says, no, even according to Rabbi Akiva, you're only going to be chayav once if you did shchita and zrika. Why? Damar kra, sham ta'ase olotecha. Remember that pasuk we saw before? Sham ta'ase olotecha, sham ta'ale olotecha, v'sham ta'ase kol asher anochim tzaveka. What does that show? Ola is one avodah, right? Ta'ase olotecha, to offer it up. And everything else is equated. So what's going to be on the other side? Shchita and Zrika. So in that pasuk, Shchita and Zrika all are one, and therefore we're going to say you only get one punishment for it. Okay? Da'amar krasham taseh akatuv asa'an lekulan avodah achat. Right? The pasuk there made everything other than the burning, the haktara, the burning, offering it up. Everything else is avodah achat. Okay, now the next question is going to be obvious. What about zarak v'hela? What if you did zrika and ha'ala? L'divrei Rabbi Yishmael chayav shtayim. So now Rabbi Yishmael is going to say twice because zrika comes from shchita. So it's like doing shchita and ha'ala. L'divrei Rabbi Akiva, who says you learned it all from ha'ala, eino chayav ela achat. But again comes Abaye and he says, afilu l'divrei Rabbi Akiva chayav shtayim. L'hachi palginu kra, sham ta'ale v'sham ta'ase. He says, Dafka, the opposite, he's going to say now. The Dafka there, you're chayav too, because even though Zrika was learned out from Halat Chutz, when it says, Sham ta'ale olotecha, v'sham ta'aseh, ta'aseh is everything else. It shows that Hala'ah is one avodah, and everything else is a different avodah. So he would say you're chayav twice. What about Shachat v'zarak v'he'ela? In this case, everyone's going to say you're chayav too. Because either you learn it from one or you learn it from the other. Either which way, Zrika comes with one, right? And even according to Abaye, who says, even though you learn it from Hala'a, it's separated from Hala'a, but then you'd say it's together with Shchita, because Sham ta'ale v'sham ta'aseh. So no matter what, you're only going to have two. Nobody thinks you're going to have three. Tanu Rabbanan, okay? According to the Girsa here, these words are in parentheses. We're going to skip them. Michutz l'machane. Now we're going to finally understand this pesukim. Why does it say, "Asher yishchat shor kesav o'ez b'machane"? Or asher yishchat michutz l'machane. What does that mean? It seems very weird. B'machane sounds like inside, and you're not chayav inside. We're only talking about outside. B'machane. Okay. So now they're going to explain. Just lost my place. Michutz l'machane. Yachol chutz l'shalosh machanot. You might have thought you're only chayav on shchutei chutz if it's outside. All three machano, meaning you do it outside Yerushalayim. Talmud lamar, o ez b'machane. Therefore, it says o b'machane, to teach you, no, an inner machane is going to be problematic also, not just outside all the machanot, but even, right, as long as you're outside one machane, you're going to be chayav. I b'machane, but wait, if you look at the word machane, what might you have thought? Even if you slaughter it, yachol ha-shochet ola b'darom yechayav. Maybe there's a case where you're even chayav shchutei chutz inside. What would that be? Okay, remember all the ones that need kochei kochim, shchitatam b'tzafon. So what if you're in the azara, but you don't shecht the carbon you're supposed to shecht in the tzafon, you do it in the darom. You do it on the wrong side. Okay, so maybe b'machaneh means even in the azara you're going to be chayav. That even would be called shchutei chutz because it's outside the area. Tamud lamar o el michutz l'machaneh. Ma chutz la machane miyuchad she'em ra'oi l'shchitat kodashim u l'shchitat kol zevach. יצא דרום, שאף על פי שאין ראוי לשחיטה קודשי קודשים, ראוי לשחיטה קודשים קלים. You're not going to get curry for slaughtering something in an area that was designated for sacrificing. In other words, kodshim kalim can be sacrificed in the darom. So shchutei chutz are only going to be applicable. That's why it says b'machaneh o michutz l'machaneh. That it has to be, on the one hand, it's not michutz l'kol ha'machanot. It's still, right, it's just michutz l'machaneh shchina. But it's also not going to be considered... it's not going to be, you can't say it's going to be all the way inside, because in there, just because you do something that's safon in the darom isn't going to make you get curry, because that's an area that's designated for sacrifice. And it has to be like chutz l'machaneh, which is nothing can be sacrificed there. So it has to be an area where nothing can be sacrificed. Okay. Amar Ula. Hashochet al gago shel hechal. We've had this before. What's the status of the gag of the hechal? It's yes, you're in the hechal, but you're on the roof of the hechal. You're not in the room of the hechal. So hashochet al gago shel hechal chayav according to Ula. Ho'il ve'em ra'oi l'shchitat kol zevach. It's just like we said before. Michutz l'machaneh means it's a place where you can't do any sacrifice. Since you can't sacrifice there, you're going to be chayav. Matkif la Rava. Rava says, what are you talking about? Im kein nichtov kra michutz l'machaneh v'lo bay al petach ha'moed. And then it would have just said, b'machaneh o b'michutz l'machaneh. But why would it need the next pasuk then? Al petach ha'moed lo hevio. Okay, what does that come to teach you? Al petach ha'moed lamali. Lav l'mi'ute gago. Isn't it to exclude the gag, meaning the gag is already, once you came al petach ha'moed and then you went up to the roof, you're already within the right area and you're not going to get karet for that. Okay, so it's to exclude the gag from chiyuv karet. Ula Rava, im kein nichtov al petach ha'moed, al petach ha'moed, then you could have just written al petach ha'moed b'machaneh u'michutz l'machaneh lamali, right? If you said al petach ha'moed, everyone would have known that means the azara and also the gag. You're not going to be chayav anywhere outside of that. You wouldn't. So why do you need to start telling us b'machaneh michutz l'machaneh lav latuye gago? Is that not to exclude the gag? Meaning the gag dafka, you can't sacrifice there, and if you do, if you can't slaughter there, and if you do, you're going to be chayav kare. Amar of Mary, latuye kula bifnim b'tzavara b'chutz. Okay, so now they're going to say, no, the machaneh, michutz l'machaneh, is to tell you, what if most of the animal was inside, but its neck was outside? Then that's going to be considered shchutei chutz. So now they say, what do you mean? Tzavara b'chutz pshita. If most of the animal is inside and the neck is outside, of course that's shchutei chutz, because the shechting happens by the neck. Right? Amai kapi rachmana ashchita. V'shchita b'chutzi. Right? The whole thing is about shchita. We don't care where the rest of the animal is. The neck is outside. So therefore they change it. Ela lituye kula b'chutz v'tzavara b'fnim. If the majority of the animal is outside, but the neck is inside and you slaughter it, with the slaughtering happens inside, but since most of the animals outside, that's already going to be considered shchutei chutz, and that's what the pasuk b'machaneh and michutz l'machaneh is coming to teach you. It's a little, out there, but okay. Itmar. Now we get to a really interesting question. We've talked about isur bamot, right? We always think of bamot as when the time in between the batei mikdash, right, or when there was no mishkan. But now they're going to ask, what about is isur bamot today? Okay, fascinating question. Are you allowed to be makriv bamot today? Why? When there's no mikdash, you're allowed to do bamot in theory. So the Gemara asks, Hamalev is, or there's going to say a machloket about this. Hamalev is manazeh. If you're maaleh b'chutz, right? Okay, anywhere is b'chutz now. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav, Rish Lakish amar patur. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayav karet, Rish Lakish says you're patur. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav. Why? Kedusha rishona kidsha l'shata v'kidsha l'tilavo. We've seen this before. The kedusha is still there, and therefore, if the kedusha is still there, then isur b'mot is still relevant. Rish Lakish amar patur, because kedusha rishona kidsha l'shata v'lo kidsha l'tilavo. He would say there's no kedusha anymore. The kedusha rishona was kidsha for the time that the mikdash was there. As soon as the mikdash wasn't there, there's no kedusha. So now they want to say, why don't we suggest that this machloka Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish about kitcha l'shatav and kitcha l'atid lavo maybe is based on another machloka? Nema b'plugtei to Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yoshua kamiflugei. Titznan, it says in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, k'shayu bonim behechal, hayu osim kla'im behechal, kla'im ba'azarot. Right, when they were building the Mikdash, okay, so first of all, it's important to know in Ezra, it took them 22 years to build the Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash, and when they built it, they immediately put up these these curtains, okay, one around the Heichal and one around the Asara. In a minute, we're going to see the difference between them. We've come across this sugya before. And it says in Ezra that already, right away, they started sacrificing korbanot. Okay? So, they did these klayim. Elasha b'Heichal, what was the difference? Bonim mibachutz. They built the wall outside, and the klayim were inside. Bonim mibachutz. And the klayim were inside, and the walls were then, they built the walls outside the curtains. That's so that they didn't go into the Heichal, because it was forbidden for them to be in the Heichal. Uba azara bonim mibifnim. But in the azara, since people are allowed in the azara, so they built the wall, the curtains went on the outside, and they built from the inside. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, shamati shayu makrivim af al pi she'ein bayit. Okay, this is where I said in Ezra. He says, I learned that they were building, they were doing sacrifices even though there was no bayit. V'ochlim koche kochim af al pi she'ein klaim. And I heard that they were eating koche kochim even though there weren't klaim, which were designating exactly the spaces. Kochim chalim u'maser sheni af al pi she'ein choma. And they were eating koche kochim u'maser sheni even though there was no wall. Why? Mipnei shekdusha rishona kitsha l'shata v'kitsha l'atid lavo. So now they're going to suggest, Lav Michal Rabbi Elazar Savar Lo Kitsha. In other words, isn't the machloka between them, if Rabbi Yeshua says Kitsha Bismano and Kitsha Latid Lavo, and Rabbi Elazar says then, therefore, he didn't say what Rabbi Yeshua said. Is that because of that? Amar Le Rabbi Nelar Ravashi, Mimai, Dilma de Kulam Kitsha Rishona Kitsha Lashatav Kitsha Latid Lavo. Umar my Dishmiel Kamar, Umar my Dishmiel Kamar. This isn't exactly a machloka. One was describing the way he learned things happen, that they put up these klaim right away, and the other one said, no, they didn't have klaim and they still did sacrifices. But it wasn't that Rabbi Elazar thought they had to do klaim in order to sacrifice because they had to be mekadesh the makom. No, he thought it was kadosh anyway, and just they put up borders to make it easier, okay? And it could be a machloket about the mitziyut, what exactly happened, and not a machloket about what the kedusha is. So they tried to connect these machlokot. In the end, they say not. And then we'll just end with this last line. V'chitem ha-kla'im l'Rabbi Elazar lamali. If you say that he didn't need the kla'im for the kedusha, so what did he need them for? So they say, it's not actually, I just threw in something that wasn't true, but litzniyuta ba'alma. He did it because he didn't want people to be working, sacrificing korbanot and doing all that work, and everyone could look in. He felt like that wasn't, you know, his view was that the reason they put them up was for tzniut purposes, not tzniut like dress, but it wasn't appropriate that everybody be looking in while the kohanim were doing the avodah. Okay.